Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's a partly cloudy Thursday afternoon, getting close to the weekend. You know, you've heard it's going to be warm and muggy during the weekend, but as we start to creep into October, it apparently is going to feel like October, which is really great news because, you know, as we know, it doesn't always feel like October when it gets to be October in this part of the country. But we're going to have that fall feeling next week. So it's something to look forward to. And at this point, we're always looking for things to look forward to. I'm Scooch. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow, of course, is Free for All Friday. And we'll be talking about the Saints and the Packers game. And the Saints have announced that about 750 family and, I guess, friends of the players are going to be in attendance. And they're going to start talking about a protocol for having fans in the stadium. Now, last week, there were a number of fans. I guess it was the right proportion. But there were a number of fans at the Texas Stadium in Dallas. What is that, AT&T Stadium, I think? Anyway, the stadium in Dallas. There were fans there. I understand it's easier to have fans in outdoor stadiums, but there have been some fans in other stadiums. So I'm looking forward to that day, and I think I'm comfortable with the idea of wearing a mask and social distancing and being at a Saints game. And I hope that we all get to do that sometime very soon. You know, we've been talking for the last 2 days about the Breonna Taylor case, and two Louisville police officers were shot during the protest. A suspect is in custody, and both officers are expected to recover. One had to undergo a surgery, but the officers were shot while they were investigating reports of gunfire at an intersection. And it seems that one of the first mistakes is to bring a gun to what is supposed to be a peaceful protest. And there's no excuse for violence. There isn't any. None. But there are some punks, there are some antagonists that look for opportunities to create violence. And it's sad, but it's a sad reality of what we deal with. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. In fact, Ian Hoke, do we have any text up that we can read? Let's get to a couple of we're going to get to a couple of text messages with our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. You can also send me an email. Send it to scoot@wwl.com. In fact, let me share this this email that I just got from somebody. And like, I'm so proud to have somebody like this listening to my show. Scoot, I'm self-employed. I'd love to be helping restaurants right now, but I work in the event field. I'm picking up enough money, enough work to keep my head above water, but not enough to go and support my friends in the restaurant industry. And I feel really badly because I know they need me, but I can't in good conscience go out and spend the money. And that's from Jeff. Jeff, you're a really good guy. And your intent is almost as important as whether or not you can actually go out and spend money. So thank you for sharing that. I'm proud to have you as a listener. All right, let's get to some of your text messages.
This comes from Judy in La Place. Judy says, it's so easy to end most of the problems we have in this world today. Just live the golden rule. Treat others the way you'd like to be treated.
Wow. God, profound. That's one of the first things we learn in life. One of the first things we learn in life. And I guess it's one of the first things that we forget. But I mean, that is just such a simple, simple premise. To treat others the way you would like to be treated. And if you think about that when you're on social media, you might not write a lot of the stuff that you've been writing. Let's do another one, Ian.
What is the truth? I agree that all of the news networks and reporters give a slanted view of the news. Also, there are reporters, talk show hosts, and journalists who tell their listeners to access their social media site to access the truth. Unfortunately, I've found that those are also slanted. So what is the truth? Probably the best way is to look at what was said and then look at what actually happened.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I know it's hard to find out the truth today because so much of the media is biased. But if you understand the bias from the right and the bias from the left, then you take that into consideration when you consume the media. And I don't really think it's that difficult. I mean, I do it every day. If I'm watching Fox News, I take into consideration the slant. If I watch MSNBC, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC, I take that into consideration. So the information is filtered through my mind that is looking for the truth. Okay, one more, Ian.
This one's kind of cheeky. These restaurants that are struggling should think about the waitresses and dishwashers that they refuse to pay properly when and if they reopen. Maybe God is trying to tell them something about the filthy deal they made with the legislature to pay them $2 an hour.
Yeah, that's a controversial topic. People live on tips, but you know, in Portland, Oregon, and I think also in Seattle, Washington, the employees, the waiters and waitresses, get minimum wage, which is over $9 an hour. Plus, they get tips. So I'm concerned about something that happened yesterday, but I was concerned about it the day before because I've actually mentioned it on the show before. The idea that a sitting president refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the election, which is about 5 weeks away, is bone-chilling. And equally as frightening is the fact that many Americans, yes, Americans, will support President Trump's premeditated ploy to remain in the White House even if he's defeated by Democrat Joe Biden. Regardless of your political party affiliation, we can agree that as a nation, we have reached an unprecedented level of turmoil in American society, from the coronavirus to the storms here locally to arguably the most heated tension over race relations since the civil rights movement of the 60s. We're all on sensory overload right now. It's almost like we can't take any more. And there appears to be no chance of change in the foreseeable future. So this intensity of stress is going to continue. During a White House press conference yesterday, President Trump was definite about his refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose to Biden in the upcoming election. The president left no doubt that the seeds of doubt that he's been planting over mail-in ballots is part of a bigger conspiracy to resist leaving the White House. The president's baseless attack on mail-in ballots is part of a concerted effort to undermine the legitimacy of the election results. The mantra from President Trump has always been that the election is going to be fixed if he loses. The only way that he will lose is if the election is fixed. So he's convincing you, the American people, that if he loses, you're automatically going to go back to that idea that it was fixed by the Democrats. What is ironic and even hypocritical is that many right-wing conservatives are blind to the much bigger threat of President Trump's tacit endorsement of an authoritarian-leaning government and his not-so-covert desire to redefine the presidency. President Trump's attitude toward peaceful transfer of power is not a new revelation. Obvious clues have been dropped over the years of his presidency. The failure to call out Russian President Vladimir Putin on even the despicable action of Putin putting financial bounty on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. That's a hint at the president's admiration for dictators. I hear the fear-mongering about America becoming a socialist nation under Joe Biden's presidency. But the facts and reality don't really support the level of fear that is coming from many on the right. The promoted fear over America becoming a socialist nation is the function of a wholesale lack of understanding of the definition of a socialist nation. President Trump has personally and continuously promoted an attack on the media, even to the point of seemingly applauding physical violence against reporters. That not only undermines the vital role the media plays in our free society, but it also represents another step toward a more authoritarian kind of government. There are extremists on the left that want to take your guns away, but they don't represent the majority of the left, and they will not supersede the legal precedents established by the Supreme Court and its respect for the Second Amendment. There are extremists on the left who promote acts of violence, but there are extremists on the right that have unfairly tainted the image of groups they oppose and the extremists on the right because it fits their agenda. But then on the right, the extremists, among the extremists are white nationalists. White nationalists do not define conservatives or the Republican Party in this country. Do not underestimate the possibility that Russia and others are involved in creating a great divided America and growing skepticism that the election will not be fair. President Trump ordered a task force to investigate voter fraud when his ego refused to accept the reality that he lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. The task force was disbanded after an investigation revealed no significant voter fraud the president was convinced was real. Zero evidence of the significant voter fraud. We, the people, need to stop pointing fingers. And we need to accept the role that citizens have played in this American political standoff. Those on the left, those on the right, who continue to believe that their opinions are more important than the Constitution and the spirit upon which this nation was built, that's the problem. And I see very little hope a solution is near. Do not underestimate how President Trump's refusal to agree to a peaceful transfer of power at this point is a direct attack on our Constitution by people on American soil. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. All right, so Rolling Stone magazine is out with a new list for 2020 of the top 500 albums of all time. We first talked about the list that came out earlier. We were talking about the list that came out in 2003. It was redone in 2013. In 2013, The Smiths, The Queen is Dead, was the number one album. This is one of my favorite albums, but I'm surprised that it made it into the top five of the top 500 albums in 2013. The album was Is This It? The Strokes, one of the songs from that. I thought this band was just absolutely brilliant. Loved them. But I'm still surprised it made it to number four. So we'll be talking about the top five albums in the new list in 2020 coming up in 3 o'clock. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back here on WWL. I mean, honestly, I think we're in trouble. I mean, I think we have some really serious problems, and there are a lot of people that don't want to acknowledge the problems. They don't want to acknowledge the reality, but just the concept of a sitting president refusing, at this point, refusing to accept the concept of a peaceful transfer of power should send chills up your spine. I don't care what your party affiliation is. I'm Scoot. You got a comment, 260-1870. That's the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. And from La Place, Kathy, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
I was deeply disturbed when Trump said that yesterday. It made me just go into a state of depression when I heard that. It really did. I was just floored when he said that. And people,
Did we lose you, Kathy? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we cut. So you were saying people?
I said people have to vote and get this man out of office. He is a bona fide dictator. He has showed that to us over and over and over again. The only reason why he's trying to get somebody on the Supreme Court for him, because he believes that if he loses the election, he's going to try to throw it to the Supreme Court. He feels like the Supreme Court is going to keep him in office because he is a dictator. He does not want to leave office. And he needs
to go
because he is dividing the country. People don't see it, but he is dividing the country. He will not tell his people, you cannot have people walking around with machine guns at these protests. That is just despicable. If we black people were to do that, they would have a MFing heart attack if they would see me walk around with a machine gun. I'd probably be thrown on the ground and beat the hell out of. But these people, I saw people in Kentucky walking around with machine guns. This got to stop. They need to make some kind of law to ban people from walking around with machine guns. They need to ban people from walking into the Capitol with machine guns. They did nothing to these people. Who's to say that one of these people shot the police? You know? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's a dangerous situation.
It's just crazy. America,
Kathy,
is like these other countries now. It's just ridiculous.
I mean, it is crazy. I'm glad this is American. I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. We have to respect the Second Amendment. So it's not a problem carrying a gun. The problem is the mentality of the person who's carrying the gun, what you do with the gun. Kathy says President Trump needs to be voted out. Not all of you agree with that. I get that. But Kathy is afraid, and I'm afraid, of a president. President Trump is not a dictator. I think he would like to be. I think he would like to be the boss and tell people what to do and undermine the critics, the media. But all of this is an affront to the Constitution. And so many people are not even understanding the magnitude of what this means in terms of the Constitution, in terms of our free society. From Harvey, James, you're on WWL. Hey, James. All right, we'll go to let's go to Jack and Hammond. Jack, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
The Breonna Taylor case, you know, it was not a no-knock raid, right? You know this, right?
Yes, that's what we've learned. Yeah, yeah.
So, why would you say it was a no-knock raid?
I didn't say it was.
You did earlier, yeah. It's a no not.
Right. It might have been in the news.
She was awake. She was awake and hiding behind her drug dealer boyfriend.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, I don't remember saying that.
Did you have a point to make, Jack? I'm sorry, Jane. Oh, no, Jack. You checked. Well, give me your point.
Yeah. The point is, I mean, do you research? Do you read the documents before starting off?
James, I appreciate, James, just, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to set up a situation here where we're going to have a big fanfare for, we have first-time caller, we're going to have a last-time caller. James, don't call again, okay? I read as much as I can. I'm not perfect. But don't, you know, don't call me and challenge me. Like, I mean, I know that that's part of the show, but I'm not going to tolerate it. I don't ever remember saying no knock in the context of it actually being a no knock order, because I talked about this yesterday. I talked about it again this afternoon. And there's confusion about what it was. And apparently the police, which we talked about yesterday, the police announced they were coming in. But Jack appears to have been there. Oh, wait a minute. Jack wasn't there. He's just acting like he was there. There's a lot that I still don't know about this case. And no matter how much Jack reads about it, no matter how much I read about it, there's a hell of a lot of information floating around, a lot of misinformation, and there's a lot that we don't know. I find it very hard to believe that police can go into somebody's apartment and shoot an innocent person in their apartment and not be charged. That doesn't mean there's not a reason for it. I just simply said it's hard to believe that that is possible. But according to the Kentucky Attorney General, it is possible, according to Kentucky law. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. James and Harvey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I've walked away, Scoot. I'm sorry. I couldn't get back your phone fast enough.
I'm sorry. It's okay, James. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I got two James in a row. Hopefully I can be a little bit more civil.
Well, that was actually was Jack. I miscalled him. I mislabeled him, James, because your name is on the list here. But anyway, go ahead, James.
I want to add something to your guest that was talking about civility.
Okay.
100% of what she said, and I've even practiced one of the things last night when I was watching the news. I wrote down everything that I thought that would make me mad and make my argument great, and then I slept on it, woke up and looked at it this morning, and I felt better about it, even though some of what I said, I realized I was wrong. But what I really want to say is, under President Ronald Reagan, he did away with something called the Fairness Doctrine. And that came out maybe a few years ago, about maybe 8 or 9 months. Talk shows were talking about it, and looked like we were going to repeal it or overturn it. Because of the Fairness Doctrine, this is what I believe, because he got rid of it, people were fed what they wanted to hear. And I believe conservative talk radio exploded. And it got to the point to where the word liberal even meant ignorant or stupid. And we've been having close to 30 to 40 years of hearing that kind of stuff on an unequal basis. So we've learned to be uncivil because we've been hearing it for so long, and our leaders are spewing it. They're even... especially one, and I'm not going to say his name, is attacking his own institutions and doing whatever he can do, apparently, to get elected. And last but not least, to show that he has some influence over his party. For the last 4 months, there have been legislation passed that could help the people of this country, help people pay their rent, keep their businesses open, and it has not been pushed. But now, he's going to pass the next 5 to 6 weeks. He's going to get a Supreme Court nominee appointed. Now, he has power. How is he exercising that power? Please, people, please vote. That's my comment for the day.
All right, James, I appreciate the call. You know, the Fairness Doctrine has been controversial for a long time. Reagan dismissing the Fairness Doctrine. And... you know, maybe we should do a show on that at some point. But the Fairness Doctrine is what really gave birth to conservative talk radio. And then that led to Fox News and CNN and MSNBC. I mean, I know CNN was first, but that led to those opinionated news networks. It really comes down to, I think, respect for freedom of speech. And I respect freedom of speech. I respect Fox News for having the right to do what they do. And CNN and MSNBC have the right to do what they do. And we need to be smart enough to try to figure out what the truth is. and you can find the truth. As, I mean, as best we can. I mean, sometimes we can't. There's no guarantee we can find the truth, but, you know, we can certainly try. So, you know, I don't know if the dismissal of the, I don't know if the fairness doctrine needs to be returned. And maybe we'll do a show on that at some point. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're not going to do anything serious. We're going to talk about the Rolling Stone list of the top 500 albums of 2020. When the list was done back in 2013, the Beatles' Revolver was number 2 on the list. And while I think the album that is the number one album for 2020, while I think it's a great album, I'm a little surprised, but it's obvious that Rolling Stone takes into consideration the social and political climate of the time in which they rank albums. And we'll be talking about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back with more of your comments on WWL. Okay, here is a song that a lot of Trump supporters are singing right now. Even if he loses, this is the song that they're singing to him right now. I'm Scoot. We are talking about the president's blatant refusal to agree to a peaceful transfer of power, which is one of the things that is most admired about America around the world. So President Trump, for a long time, has been laying the groundwork that mail-in ballots are the problem. But there is not evidence to back up mail-in problems, mail-in ballots being the problem. And I wrote in my blog, which is on our website, WWL.com, I wrote in my blog that the Trump administration, when President Trump's ego could not tolerate that he lost the popular vote by 3 million, he set up a task force to investigate, and I think Mike Pence was part of that task force, to investigate voter fraud. They didn't find any. They didn't find any significant voter fraud to where the president was right. His own task force proved that he was wrong when he talked about voter fraud. Here's what the president says about mail-in ballots.
Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Okay, but there's no facts to back up what the president says. Republican Senator from Missouri Roy Blunt had this to say about the transfer of power.
There will be a peaceful transfer of power if he loses. If he wins, there'll be no transfer of power at all.
Well, that's true. And here was Mitt Romney's comment about transfer of power.
There's no question but that all the people who had sworn to support the Constitution would assure that there would be a peaceful transition of power, including the president.
And here was Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comment.
But that a president of the United States would place in doubt the idea of the peaceful transfer of power is, it's no surprise, again, because the president has been contemptible of science and governance.
I think Joe Biden said something to the effect of, we have the power to remove a trespasser from a government building, meaning the White House. So I guess I shouldn't take it that seriously, because the president can say this, but I think there are enough people. I mean, Donald Trump is never going to have any kind of coup de grace. I mean, there's never going to be a coup in this country. There's never going to be the president lining up with the military, because the military is not going to side with the president to stay in office if he loses the election. I mean, that's simply not going to happen. But the president desperately wants to get another conservative on the Supreme Court, because if this does come down to the Supreme Court deciding who wins, he wants as many people on his side as he can get, which, you know, I mean, I guess that's human nature. I mean, I understand that. But it's just disturbing that he he's planting the seeds of so much doubt when the facts don't back up the doubt that he's talking about. Ian, do we have a couple of text messages?
Yes, of course we do. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Scoot, please guide your program to be less political, like it used to be. Longtime listeners like me are hearing too much of the same political opinions over and over again. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? I can work on that. I don't really, look, since I've been doing talk radio, I don't remember ever really being non-political or not having an opinion. And I think all of this is just getting ramped up in this election year. Let's do one more.
I mean, to that texter's point, it's the election season. The election's only a couple of weeks away. It's okay if we're more political now than we might have been a couple months ago.
Good point.
Let's see. Oh, here's one. I believe the real reason Trump doesn't want out of the Oval Office is that the New York City is waiting for him with bated breath on his continual criminal tax evasion. If he loses the election, people should demand White House security or United States Marshals escort him and William Barr off the premises for trespassing on government property. Lock them up.
I wonder if this would be possible. If President Trump, if he loses, if President Trump resigns and Mike Pence becomes president and pardons Donald J. Trump of any crimes that he's committed. I mean, is that even possible? Let's go to Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, James.
Well, thank you very much, Scoot. Scoot, you said the chill went down your spine when you heard Trump say he may not, peacefully go away. Well, what am I
actually,
saying?
You know, I want to be correct here, James. Since everybody's so nitpicky about everything, I think said chills went up my spine, not down my spine.
Okay, my bad. Chills go across your spine and talk about a big chill. All right. We're being told the Constitution, first of all, Scoot, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that a state's electors have to be selected based on the popular vote. It's just the way we've been doing things. Nothing says that it has to be that way. We all know we're not going to know the results of the election in the morning of the 4th. It'll be days, possibly weeks. Well, the Constitution sets out some dates. The electors have to be selected by each state by December the 8th. And then the actual college, electoral college of these people will vote formally on the 14th. We know it's going to be tied up in court. So according to this article, please read it, Scoot, if you have a chance. It's called The Election That Could Break America. It's in the Atlantic magazine by Barton Gellman. This guy has talked to people in the Trump organization that they are talking to states, battleground states, with majority Republican the legislatures in the states are majority Republicans. What they can do is say, hey, we don't even trust the results of our own elections. We think there's a bunch of fraud. Trump's planted that seed. We can't count all the ballots, blah, blah, blah. We have to meet the date of December the 8th. Scoot. Apparently, Trump people are talking to the legislators in certain states. They have the freedom, according to the Constitution, to ignore the results of the popular vote and appoint their own electors. Many of those that will be very sympathetic to Trump. That's how Donald Trump could steal the election.
All right, James, I appreciate that information. I know there's a lot of scary stuff out there. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the new list of the top 500 albums, according to Rolling Stone magazine. And I don't agree with all of the top five. The top album, I can agree with it, but I think it's politically motivated. In 2003, when Rolling Stone put the list of the top 500 albums together, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen was number 18. And boy, that is just one, hell of an album. Coming up next, we didn't have a chance to do it Tuesday. We got busy yesterday. The weekly text-off song is coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.